Well, good evening. I'm Rick Dancer, and welcome to Get Real with Rick Dancer. And we are glad to have you here tonight. An interesting topic, not a easy topic to talk about. I found out about this because a bunch of people in Eugene, Oregon were tagging me because they heard about this young man who was beaten up by a kid outside of, actually it's like just down the street from the Bethel School District office. You can see it in the background of the video. We're gonna talk to Julian. He's 15, I think. If not, he'll correct me. He and his mom are going to join us to talk about what happened, what's going on with this. And it's just one of those things that just irritates the hell out of me, because what we're seeing as a trend in this country right now is, who knows why. I don't think there's been enough research, but I'd be willing to guess that, following locking down students for 2 years in Oregon over the COVID whole mess, wasn't really good for the mental health of our kids. And you're seeing a lot of violence on the rise in schools. And that's happening right there in Eugene, Oregon. So we're going to address that tonight. But let's first get our sponsors in. Alvin Taylor, Endless Possibilities, works with people in our communities with different abilities, always looking for staff and people to help out. They have all kinds of programs for services for people who have different abilities in our community. We used to call them disabilities, but I've found too many people that I think I have more disabilities than they do. And Dr. Michael Bratlin, Chris Dental, where your civil liberties and your dental health are very important. Check him out. He's a great guy. If you're looking for somebody who honors liberty, freedom, and people, the non-censorship, Dr. Bratlin is the guy to go to. And Fairway Independent Mortgage, Greg Hinkle. He's our lending expert right here in Helena, Montana, if you're looking to purchase a home. Or if you're in the process of getting a divorce and you need someone to consult you on what to do and what not to do, he is your man. Also, Montana Oral Health and Surgery. They do surgeries. They do dental implants. They're in Montana, four different locations. Bozeman, let me get them straight here. Bozeman, Butte, Great Falls, and Helena. And they're awesome people. And back in Oregon, Range Heating and Air Conditioning. Always looking, right now you guys are getting some better weather, although I think you have a lot of rain going on. We're still getting snow, but it's never too late to sign up for their program to have a maintenance program put into place, because it's super important. And our last sponsor, Matt McCarl at New Leaf Hyperbarics and Wellness Center. They're expanding, bigger office, more massage, more light therapy, saunas. I mean, they've got everything. So if you're looking for a place to go, that's the man. All right, let's get to our topic tonight. I'm going to bring our guests on. This is Julian and his mom, Jen, Jennifer. And I got word, and we last week had a little meeting like this because we wanted to make sure that Julian was okay doing this, because this is kind of about him and what happened to him. And he said he was, and we talked for probably a good hour. I found out about you guys because you were getting tagged all over Facebook. People were not happy, Julian, with what happened to you. What happened to you was very, very wrong. I'm going to show this video of what happened to you so people can kind of see right off the top here. Here's some video we have.
All right, Tay, leave. Tay, we out. Tay, we're out.
So, Jen, what's it like to see that?
It's pretty heartbreaking.
What did that end up doing to Julian?
Uh, It caved in his thing. He broke his orbital socket and caved in his cheekbone. So required facial reconstructive surgery, 3 plates put into his face to hold his bones in place.
So, Julian, can you show people where the plates are, just kind of with your hand, just kind of like you did with me the other day? Show them where the plates are, okay?
I have one here. I have one right below my eye, and I have one below that one.
So you can't feel anything in there. Like, you can feel pressure, but you have no feeling in your face right there. So Julian, can you tell people what happened? I mean, to start this whole thing, what kind of happened? Can you kind of walk me through that a little bit?
I really don't know.
You were just walking?
For that thing, I was walking home from school, and they came up to us, and they wanted to fight me. And this has been a thing that he's been trying to do for a bit now. So I just told him that I'm not going to fight him back. And if he wants, for like 30 seconds or so, he can hit me a couple times.
That's what you told him?
Yeah.
So why did you tell him that? You just wanted him to leave you alone?
Yeah.
So Julian, how do you explain? So people didn't know ahead of time. He was also calling you the N-word, right?
Yeah.
So tell people a little bit about, so I don't know how to, I think I'm on the spectrum. So I don't, but you are on the spectrum a little bit, right? Was in terms of how you think, the way you think.
Yeah.
But it's not something you really talk about to people.
Yeah.
Do you think people like these kids sense that you're different than they are?
Possibly.
But you don't pick on people.
No.
You just kind of lay low, right?
Yeah, most of the time.
So, Jen, what has this done to Julian? Have you seen, like, just in terms of emotionally?
Well, he was pretty closed off for like 3 weeks. Like, just not really opening up about anything. We've had some setbacks, for sure. I mean, he's coming out and being more interactive with the family now, but still, he's still not really, doesn't really want to talk about it. So, surprise.
I'm honored that you just at least come on here, though, Julian. Why did you agree to do that?
I honestly don't know.
Do you want people to know that this happened, or do you want it to go away, or both?
I've kind of wanted it to just go away.
But it won't, right? Mm-hmm. So the police are involved. Is that right, Jen?
That's correct.
And they know who the suspect, that they have a suspect in who did this.
Right.
So what happens from here? Like, what, where are they at with this case? Kind of give people an idea.
Well, he's been charged with Measure 11, coercion and disorderly conduct. I think he's spent less than 24 hours in detention for it. Because we're still in the middle of the investigation. We haven't had any trials or fact-finding hearings yet. So
what bothers you about this?
I guess the biggest thing is I don't understand how somebody can hurt somebody that bad and they're just free to walk around, really.
Because Julian, now you just told me this today when we were on the phone earlier, because he couldn't go to school, explain to people what's going on. I don't quite get this.
So I guess in the state of Oregon that if you miss 10 consecutive days, it doesn't matter if it's for medical reasons, emergencies or whatever, the schools drop you from their system. So 7 days after his facial reconstructive surgery, he was dropped from school.
So, Julian, you can't go to school.
Yeah.
So how does that go ahead?
He'll be going to a different school. There's a lot of trust that was broken there. So we're gonna try out a different charter school.
And he was at Willamette High School, right?
That is correct.
Because what I find interesting is that fight was right down. I mean, you can see in the background the district office right there in the background. So, Julian, is it kind of odd that the perpetrator, is the perpetrator still in the school?
No, he was expelled.
So, Julian, has this been going on for a while? Have they been picking on this, a group of kids been picking on you for a while then?
For, yeah, quite some time.
What did they say? What did they do? Like, kind of describe that for me, would you?
It was mostly pushing me around, trying to fight me.
How
That
does it?
was really about all.
So, how did that make you feel?
I kind of just ignored it more than I probably should have.
What do you mean?
I kind of pushed it off to the side as like it's probably something random, like someone made up something.
And did you hear that they were after you because of some reason? Did you hear anything like that?
Yeah.
What was that? Can you explain that to people?
From what they told me is that apparently I was talking bad about his family, yet I never knew him.
Well, that's kind of shitty. So they made it up, and then you get beaten up, and then you get kicked out of school or dropped. I guess dropped. That must be the new being kicked out of school is now the new dropped. Jen, what you are you obviously as a mom, you have some feelings about this. Talk to me. What's going on? Are you
Yeah,
pissed?
I am pissed. I feel like there was just no empathy involved in any of it. And that what I mean by that is like there I didn't see any empathy from the kids' side of the family that attacked my son. If anything, they went on a public forum and just kept bashing the child. And then no empathy from the school, right? This kid had prior incidences at school for violent altercations. And for one of their students to violently attack my son, and then him having to have surgery, and them not taking that in consideration and just dropping him so quickly and so easily,
It's disgusting.
it's disgusting, yeah, to say the least. Very disappointing.
Well, yeah, because and then what happens to okay, for I got two things that just really frustrate me is one, you're a young man who's obviously, a Black American. So wouldn't that raise a couple of red flags if they're calling you the N-word and you're a Black student that they I mean it seems to me that that should be a pretty red flag that the district would be going bending over their ass backwards to try to be kind and do something, you know what I mean? I don't get that.
I think some of the problem is that and this is an issue, is that I've heard a lot of comments about how it's normal for today's youth to throw that word around like water is what they say. That shouldn't be the norm.
That's not normal. If I said that on the air or something, they would they which I would not, but they would come after me. So why is it a different standard for our kids? It's like almost like the school districts are afraid to do anything and just stand back. But then, and what about the part of, I mean, is it fair? I don't know, Julian, is it fair to say a somewhat of a disability?
I'd say, yeah.
Because you're on the autism spectrum. And I don't, for those of you out there watching, if I'm saying the wrong terms, you know, okay, I'm sorry. But this is a conversation between me and Julian and his mom, and you're listening in. So don't get over virtuous on me, okay? I'm trying to get to the heart of the matter. And I've already talked with Julian, and we've had this conversation. So Julian, you're on the spectrum. You think differently than other people. You're a quiet guy. Don't have a lot of people in your to stand up for you. You got your mom and family, but not like a lot of friends and stuff like that in school. And these people are picking, they're singling you out and picking on you. And then the school district does that. I mean, are we supposed to be protecting people who are, you know, have, I'm not going to say less fortunate because that's just bullshit, Julian. You are so, you got so much going on for you. I think you're going to be, you know, or this is going to be, you're a very smart kid. I can tell that. But you're would you say that you're misunderstood?
Yeah.
What does that look like? Can you define that for me? Can you explain that, what that feels like for you?
No, too hard to explain.
Why?
I just can't.
Is that part of the frustration for you, Jen? Is...
Yeah, I mean, part of my frustration is, you know, it took a lot for us to get where we're at. You know, we went through a lot of therapy, a lot of counseling, a lot of like treatment as far as learning coping mechanisms and, you know, and stuff like that to be able to function well enough to go into a private school. So I feel like, he was failed because once we did go into public school, it seemed to do, he did really well for about 2 years. And then they shifted how they did his classes. And it just seems like it plummeted from there. And I don't feel like we got the support that we needed. And now here we are today. So.
So it was, Julian, where did you go to school before you went to public school?
I'm pretty sure I went to the child center.
Is that right, Jen?
Yeah.
Great organization.
Yeah.
So you were there and kind of trying and doing your thing. And then you guys went through a lot of therapy, a lot of coaching and stuff like that so that you could go to public school and be successful at public school. That's what you're saying, right, Jen?
Yeah.
So now this, Julian, would you say that this incident has set you back?
Yeah, probably.
How does that feel?
Pretty bad.
Why?
That just makes me feel like I'm not as, smart, I guess.
So it makes you feel like you don't belong more.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. That we've let you down as a culture. Because Jen, does it kind of stick in your craw that as a culture, we say that we are supportive of people like Julian and then we have this other side of us that says, you know, we see no color and we are racially unbiased and all this stuff. And then your kid gets the shit beat out of him. And the officials respond the way that they do. So he becomes almost the victim of his victimhood. You know what I mean?
That's how I felt about it.
So we're supposed to be lifting Julian up so he feels good about himself and feels like he can be successful because Julian, you can. But yet at the same time, we're talking out of our ass, excuse my language, but I mean, we're talking out of our butt it's like we're saying one thing and doing another. So, you know, support. And then, but something happens, we drop it off. And I don't understand why do you think that is, Jen? What's your diagnosis of that?
I'm not really sure. I mean, they keep throwing around, you know, that's what the state legislation says. This is what the state laws are. This is the state this. This is the state that. It's almost like I feel that just because the state put in place that, you know, these are the expectations, that it takes out all empathy. And, you know, it's just a black and white situation as far as the laws. And that's just the way it goes. There's no, as far as the school's concerned.
What a cop out. Not you.
Right.
Them. Yeah. And talk about, you know, we keep hearing all the preaching and going on about it's about the children, it's about the children. Well, that sure, who's Julian? He's one of the children. So Julian, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Probably a marine biologist.
And tell people why. I love this story.
I really liked the water growing up and now. It's just something I find really relaxing.
And you like the marine animals as well?
Yeah. And I guess the fact that, you know, we've explored more space than we have on our own planet.
So what would you want to do? Like, I mean, would you go down there like and actually like dive around in a submarine and stuff? Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be scared? I'm not really scared,
but it sounds really fun.
So what is it about the water that makes you feel peaceful?
Just kind of the way it moves.
Okay, explain that to me. I want to know more about that. That's kind of cool.
Because of like water's pretty much a stationary thing. It doesn't move unless pushed or pulled, really. So the way it kind of just ripples off something, I find really relaxing.
So does it feel kind of like, yeah, you know, I have to admit that's why I love going to the ocean, because the tide's coming in and out. And do you find it kind of fascinating that it's the ocean is so powerful yet so gentle?
Yeah.
Is that what it is for you too?
Yeah.
So you're how old? You're 15?
Yep.
So what's your next step? What are you going to do? Well, like for school, do you know?
We're going to try a school that my mom went to.
Okay.
It's really active out in the woods and the community. So.
Oh, are you saying where it is or do you not want to?
I'm not saying.
Okay. I think I know what it is. That's awesome. No, I think I know. You went there?
I did.
Oh, okay. So, Jen, tell me, the cool things that people don't know about that dude sitting next to you.
I mean, he's 6'4", right? So he's really tall. But he's like a big teddy bear, though. He's full of emotion. And he's really sweet. He loves his nephew.
So you care about people, Julian?
Yeah.
And you have, your mom says that you have a lot of feelings. Is it hard to express that?
Yeah.
Is it hard to express it to your mom or just to other people or to everybody?
To everyone.
And that's probably part of your spectrum-y stuff, huh? Yeah. So, you know what I think, honestly, because everybody I know, do you care if I don't think you probably care if I do this, but you kind of grow out of that, some of that. You know what I mean? As you get bigger, as you get older, because I have family friends that are on the spectrum too. And like I said, I think my wife thinks I am. I, you know, just because I'm pretty blunt. Are you pretty blunt?
He's very matter of fact, the guy.
And do you say things before you think about what you're saying, Julian?
Most of the time, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. And that's, but what makes you happy?
Not a whole lot.
Really? How about being honest? Does that make you happy?
Yeah.
You're pretty honest. I mean, are you, Jen, is he, I mean, he's a kid.
He's a matter of fact type kid.
He's what?
A matter of fact type kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, Julian, do you see the world pretty black and white? Like it's this or this?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Gray isn't really a color on your list, right?
No.
I found this color wheel. I should send it to you. A friend of mine said, look at this thing, because I don't have any trouble with feelings. I understand what my feelings are, but it charts them out like what your feelings are. And it's pretty interesting. You might like it because your mom could go, what are you feeling right now? Would you know what you're feeling right now?
Probably not.
What are you feeling right now?
I don't know.
And see, this is a little chart, and you can point at it, and she can go, well, are you sad? Are you irritated? Are you? And then you put names on it. And it's pretty cool. That's not something I have a problem with. I'm pretty good with my feelings, you know? But I think maybe it's learned or something like that. So, Julian, if you could get this kid, and don't say his name, okay, the kid that attacked you, what would you say to him today?
I probably wouldn't even say anything.
Jen, what would you say?
I would ask why. Like, what? Why is he so big on assaulting other people? Like, there's got to be a reason. Like, what's making him act that way? Like, people don't just they're not just born to just be aggressive and attack people for no damn good reason. And then, like, what makes it right in their mind that it's okay to call somebody of color out of their name?
Right.
Right. Like, how did it come about to them that's okay and that's normal? Like, there's a lot of things that I would like to say that aren't very nice. And so I would leave it at that.
Well, and you'd like to ask this kid and his family, here's Julian, a young man who's, I'm going to put words, and you can change, you correct me if I'm wrong, Jen, okay? But misunderstood, not seen by a lot of people, quiet, minds his own business, has worked really hard at the child center, which people know that's a place where kids go to get some extra help, to get into the public school system and be successful at being in that system. He manages to do that for a couple of years, and then some little kid throws him back, who knows how far back in progress, with one incident. Because honestly, Julian, you don't understand what happened and why this guy did it. And you were trying to avoid it, trying to keep him from getting upset. You were trying to walk away, like we teach people, walk away. And then it seems to me that culture, and maybe that would be the school, the state of Oregon, kind of walked away from you. So we preach one thing and say how we need to give some extra attention to folks like you, buddy, because you deserve it. You know, you just need a little boost, because you're gonna do fine. When you get older, you will be 100% fine. Yeah, you're always going to be different, but who gives a shit? That's what makes you cool. But here's the marine biologist who's going to help figure out something really super important. And this is how we treat him at 15. I think it's disgusting. So what did the police, where does this go from here, Jen, in terms of the police system? So school-wise, he's out of Willamette. You're going to find a new location for him to go to school. Medical-wise, what happens to Julian in terms of the face and this kind of stuff? What do they know, or is there more surgery?
Well, the only way that we would need more surgery is if his body starts rejecting the metal plates, like if it they get infected.
Okay.
He does have nerve damage to his face, so his face is numb. Like half of his face is numb, which is kind of a blessing, right? But also unfortunate. It's helped with the pain to a point. So it could have been, he suffered pretty severely after his surgery, but had his face not been numb, I feel like it would have been worse.
Does the doctor think that'll come back, that feeling?
Yeah, they said that it's probably temporary, that it could take anywhere from 6 to 12 months to finally heal itself completely. But he's young, so it'll just more or less be a kind of a nuisance until his brain gets used to that different feeling in his face.
Now, in terms of the police and the courts, where does this go from there?
So next month we have a fact-finding hearing, and that's when everything will come out on both sides. They're still doing some investigating. But other than that, it's just really a sit and wait.
Now, this video turned up on a Facebook page or something. So there's actually a Facebook page at Willamette Willamette didn't put it up, but it's for kids in that school. I'm asking, I don't know. Is that what it is? And they put fights on there?
Yeah. So it's a kid, it's a student ran web profile on Instagram, and so the students are the ones that post things on there, so you can see fights on there, updates about the school. There's a lot of stuff in there.
So are the police going to try to can they do something about that? I mean, that's kind of disgusting that you're, because then those kids, obviously somebody's there videotaping it, and there's a bunch of kids watching because you can see them standing around there. I mean, shame on all of them. And then this site is on Instagram, so people go on there and they're getting their kicks out of watching people like Julian get the shit beat out of them.
I think it promotes the violence, honestly.
Well, yeah, because you could be a big star. Mr. Big Macho Man can be a big star by being on there beating somebody up.
Yeah, this is his fourth time being on there.
God. Does that make you, as the mom of a kid, because then there's obviously other victims, and you, Julian, you're not a victim, but that, there's no other word I can think of, but there's other people who have been injured since, probably not as badly as him, but mentally, what is this doing to our kids? That's what should concern everyone, that this is a thing. That's disgusting.
So, that's a big issue for me, right?
Right.
Especially the racial part of it, right? And I'm not trying to pinpoint somebody being racist or whatever, but why are the parents not teaching their children culture and racial sensitivity that comes from home? So
yeah. And yeah. And kindness to others, one of the funniest things I find is the people who put the kindness posters in their front yard are some of the least kind people in the world. it's bullshit because you have a message, but you're still that we're allowing as a culture this to happen to people like Julian and other kids. And you know, I just can't help but think. I was listening to the report Jody Unruh did at KVAL, and that's how she connected me to you guys, because she knew you, and I kind of, that's how I found you guys. But the cop had said they're seeing nationwide, we're seeing an increase in violence in schools. And I think that that's a direct result of kids being what we did to them for 2 years in Oregon. And you've got a bunch of frustrated kids that are taking out, and, you know, they're learning this is the way that they're taking out their anger. They could be a big star or something. I don't know.
Right. And or we're not holding our youth accountable either. Right.
Right.
Well, so, I mean, that's doing a disservice to all of them as well. Right. When they get older and they continue the behavior from how they acted as youth into adulthood, and then the little slap on the hand isn't going to be there anymore. Right. So it's.
Right. So he gets expelled, but Julian gets kicked out of school. You know what I mean? So it's like, what is the message that a child is supposed, well, even an adult, to take home with that? Is like, do we not stick up for the victim anymore? I mean, he was called the N-word. He's dealing with a different ability than other people had. The school has to know his history because they've seen where he's been. So they have all this information. And then you can't have a frickin' heart and say, hey, you had to be out of school more than 10 days. So now we're going to give you a break. And you were the perpetrated in this situation. You didn't cause it. You didn't do anything. And so now he gets almost the same punishment that the person who perpetrated this in? That's unbelievable.
Well, right now, the way I see it, he's been punished more, right? If you take a look at the pain and stuff that he has gone through on top of that, right?
The physical pain, the mental pain, the setback from working really hard to get out of, you know, not away from the child center, but that's what their whole purpose is to get kids into the real world. And so he did all that. And then to not take that into consideration, to say how difficult physically and mentally that is. And now, so Julian, are you going to go back to therapy?
I don't want to, but I might be forced into it.
Forced by whom? That mean mom of yours?
Yeah.
Why do you think she wants you to go to therapy?
I think that she thinks I'm holding back on my feelings with her.
And can I ask you a hard question?
Yeah.
Are you?
No.
Are you? But does your mom want you to feel? She wants you to understand how you feel and you're not feeling it.
Yeah.
So do you understand why she would want you to have a therapist to help you get those feelings out?
Yeah.
So maybe that's the best thing.
They'll come out sooner or later. So.
Right. Here's what I learned. I went to therapy when I was in my 30s. I'm sure your mom, we're all going, yeah, we've all been there. It's a lot easier to deal with stuff like that now than it is when you're, you know, 15 years and 20 years down the road. So then you'd be able to kind of know what you're doing. That makes sense?
Yeah.
You can just tell me to shut up if you want. He's too nice to do that. But you're thinking it. I know. Julian, do you kind of just wish this would just go away and you wouldn't have to deal with everything that's coming up?
Yeah.
But do you understand why processes have to, I mean, in the end, you're helping other kids so they don't get beat up like you did. And really, you're helping that kid because those other kids with the cameras they're shooting it, because shame on them. But you're, you know, by exposing this, you are helping people. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. I know this was really not something you were overly excited about doing, but I do appreciate you coming on and talking to people. I think it's important for you and for the community to hear what happened and to put a face on there and understand that you know, who you are a little bit. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So thanks. I appreciate you. Okay. And Jen, thank you for being a mama bear.
I usually don't like this. I'm usually a really quiet person as well. I'm an introvert. So for my face and my words and everything to be out there this much is not something that I would normally do, but like my baby was hurt really bad while being called one of the worst things I think.
Right. Yeah. Julian, I think I can't wait to see what you do with your life. With your marine biology. And when we had our little conversation, just so the audience out here knows, you were supposed to come up with a couple of questions for me. Oh, I totally spaced that. Oh man. Oh shit. I gotta be ready, huh? Okay. Did you write them down or you just know them?
I know them.
Okay. All right. Hit me.
The first question I'm going to give you is, what do you think your favorite story was that you've ever done?
Oh, my favorite story on the news. Probably, this is a little weird, but it's not really weird, but a little boy, Nathan Madsen, many, many years ago, he was 10. And he got lost in the woods in Chemult with his family on a cattle roundup. And thousands of volunteers just showed up from all over the West Coast, like Wyoming, Montana, showed up in Oregon to help this family find their little boy. Oh, it was Philip. I don't know why I said Nathan. Philip Madsen. He was from Veneta. And his parents, Philip, died. He basically froze to death in the woods. But to see those people come out like to help somebody and they didn't even know him, it just, just made me think human beings can be really cool. And I'm still friends with his parents. They came to Montana and called me and said, hey, we're here. So we took them to lunch in a little town down here. And we're still friends. And they have another son who lives in Montana. So, yeah. And it changed me too, Julian, because it made me kind of see what my job was not just to be a news guy. It was to help people too, you know, let them have their moment of conversation and stuff. So. That's my answer. That's okay. That's one question. What else do you have?
What is the favorite place you've visited? Like states, countries?
That I've visited?
Yep.
Countries would be Romania and Guatemala because they were so poor. The places we went were so poor that, and these people were so kind, they were giving us stuff like food and they had nothing. And yet they were still willing to give. And I see people in our country that have and aren't willing to give anything. So that was the countries. In places, gosh, I did this travel series for Toyota in Oregon and French Glen, Diamond, Oregon, Burns, Oregon, Wallowa County, Joseph, all those little towns, little places where there's very few people, but they still, you know what? If somebody did what they did to you there, they'd kick the shit out of them. They wouldn't get away with this in rural America. And that's what so those are places. All right, what else? You're good at this, man.
I'm guessing on some of the trips you've brought in back some items. And stuff. What do you think the favorite, like your most prized thing that you've ever brought from somewhere is?
Oh, God, you are hard, man. Well, I have tattoos of all the, like, some of my favorite places that I visited. That's Astoria Bridge. And what's over here? That's Livingston, Montana. And I've got them up in here, places like that. But favorite thing I brought back. So I kind of brought that back through a picture. But I can't think of like an item. I remember going to a ghost town, Sumter, Oregon, and I went with this lady named Bonnie Skidsgill. She's dead now, but she was a woman miner, and she took me 60 feet down into her mine, and I got a little chunk of gold out of there. And it was the most scary thing I've ever done because I'm claustrophobic. I hate small spaces. And but I'm not going to be a wuss. And she's going, okay, we're going to go down this mine, you know, and I go down to the bottom. And then she says, oh, something's caving in here. And I'm like, oh, God, that's not something you tell somebody. And I'm in a mine and I'm scared and you're saying caved in. And she got me this little piece of gold. And then she gave me a little drawing that she did of this little schoolhouse in what's that town? Granite, in Granite, Oregon. So that's what mine would be. That little picture, and I still have it. And she passed away of, she had breast cancer like 3 years later, but we kept in contact that whole time. You're good at this. You should be an interviewer, man. I mean, because you know what happens when your face, when you start asking me questions, your face lights up, just so you know. You like asking questions. Okay, give me one more.
What made you want to do newscasting?
People like you. I know what it feels like to be misunderstood and ignored and not have very many friends in my life. I know what it feels like when people call you names and say things to you, and you are inside and you want to say, that's not me. You don't know me. And yet you can't say it because you don't understand how to say it until you get older. So I'm kind of like you, but I'm on the other side. And so I became someone who wants to give people like yourself and others, not just people on the spectrum, but people who are misunderstood, I want their voices to be heard. And that's why I do what I do. For this, for you are my dream. To do this is why I, you matter, dude. Your story matters. And people need to know that you matter. You're gonna be somebody. You are somebody, and you're gonna be somebody awesome. You just have to find your way out of there. So I get to be part of that process. And I wish that there had been somebody in my life when I was feeling like you were feeling, and that would have just come along and let me ask them and had them ask me questions like you're doing me. I like you, man. You're an awesome kid. I think you ought to start telling people more about, you ought to start asking people more questions. Start with that lady next to you, because she cares about you. But start asking her questions like that, because you thought about this. I am really proud of you. You, because I almost forgot. I was sitting here going, there's something else I'm supposed to do. And then I remembered, and you lit up because you're going, oh, gosh, I got my questions. Do you have one more?
I don't.
Okay. I thought that was the last one, and that probably should be, because that's a good place to finish it. Julian, can I ask you one last question? What did you learn today?
Probably nothing, honestly.
You know what? I bet if you go back and think about it, that there's a whole bunch of stuff that you learned. And if you think of something, your mom has my email. Just send me an email of something you learned. If you don't, you don't have to. But if you feel like it, just pop me an email. Okay?
Okay.
Jen? Thank you for stepping out of your world. I'm sorry that this happened to you and your boy. Fight it. Let him hear from you, even though it's outside your comfort zone. You know, what you're showing that young man there is that people fight for you, you know, and I know you have and you always will, but you're just being pushed to the edge. And just make sure people don't, that they respect him and don't, you know, you don't get to call him names, whether it's, no matter what it is, you know. And Julian, thanks for being a kind member of the community there. Just thinking about it. All right. You guys, thank you again. And keep in touch when if something happens in the court system and stuff, let me know so I can let viewers know what's going on.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later. I have to figure out how to do that. Oh, there we go. All right. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. So that's how it works. How do we still live in a culture that says one thing and then does another, talks out of our side of our face? You know, either we believe that calling some young man like him the N-word is a bad thing, or we don't. And when was it okay to pick on people who were different than us, like because of circumstances? And I know we don't always know the backstory of somebody, but maybe that's something we should remember, that this young man has worked really hard to get into public schools so that we can kick him out. Shame on us. Share this on your page. Let other people know what's going on. This is not good.